Greetings, Rainbow Readers. Welcome to our mini-sode for the second portion of the month of August.
Hello!
So what do you have for us today?
I have so many good books. In fact, there were two others that will be released out into the world by the time this episode is released, but I didn't want to not mention them. I wanted to give them some press. So I'm going to talk about two books that are going to be released at kind of the beginning of August, and then it will be the books from the second half of August.
The beginning of August is going to be intense because we had so many last time, and now you have two more.
And I was so happy because two of those books that I was really wanting to read, I got the advanced reader copies of. So definitely stay tuned, friends, because I'm going to read those and give you guys reviews.
Score.
But today, so for the first couple that we have, these are both being released on the 9th of August. And the first book we have is called These Fleeting Shadows by Kate Alice Marshall. And this is a queer supernatural YA novel where a girl inherits her ancestral home only to discover a dark presence in it and within herself.
We, with the exception of Cemetery Boys, we have not done a ghost book. So yeah. I'm super excited about that.
And I think this is like a haunted house because Goodreads said this is a cross between The Haunting of Hill House and Knives Out.
Yeah.
So that sounds really good, and I did not want that one to pass that one by. Plus, I love a good YA novel.
And I love a good ghost story.
You do. And so the second one we have from the beginning of August is also on the 9th. And this is a cozy mystery, a queer cozy. And I saw when I was Googling, you know, new releases and stuff, somebody called these queer cozies quozies.
I am dying.
I was like, a quote. So this is a queer cozy mystery. And if you don't know what a cozy mystery is, go back and listen to our revenge episode. And I kind of break down all the points of what makes a cozy mystery cozy. But this is a brand new one, and I'm kind of here for it. It's called A Killing in Costumes by Zach Bissonette. And this is a debut queer cozy where a 90s soap opera couple was outed. Then they lost their jobs and their marriage, but they remained friends. So they open up a memorabilia store in Palm Springs, like a Hollywood memorabilia store. And it has all the great hallmarks of a cozy, a good cozy, which is a mystery. It's, you know, not gory and stuff like that. The cover of this book was so cute. And I was like, I need to read this because I do love a good cozy mystery. So keep your eye out for that one. There's not a lot of queer cozy mysteries out there, so I'm kind of excited to actually find one.
Yeah, that sounds really cute, and I like that aspect. I call them trinket shops, where it's set yes. like a trinket shop.
Yes, you know,
that sounds really cute.
It is cute. Okay, so now we have Going Strong Still on 823. I think this may be my favorite one out of the group. I don't know. This is called The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches by Sangu Mandana. It is a warm and uplifting novel about an isolated witch whose opportunity to embrace a quirky new family and new love changes the course of her life. This has LGBT
found family.
Yes, it has LGBTQIA rep. It has South Asian main character. It's a grumpy sunshine trope. Do you know what this grumpy sunshine trope is? Do you know? Because I think we're like grumpy sunshine a little bit.
I've never heard of a grumpy sunshine trope, but I feel like I would embrace it.
Yes, you should. So grumpy sunshine is obviously where one character is kind of the grump and the other character is like super bubbly.
I suddenly feel called out.
No, it's my favorite. I love romance novels with this trope, but it also, obviously, I love it because it has found family and I read a review of it. It has a cute dog.
We love a cute dog.
We love it. So, like, I don't know, man. The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches. It's got my name all over it. I can't wait for that one. And then we have also on 823, shifting gears a little bit, My Government Means to Kill Me by Rashid Newsome. It is a vibrant and humorous book fraught with entanglements. My government means to kill me. It's an exhilarating, fast-paced, queer coming-of-age story of a young gay black man set in 1980s New York City. Now, here's some things about me. I love a book set in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I also love a book set in New York City. Like, so this one, even though it does sound maybe a little bit more, a little darker.
Yeah, I'm thinking that may have, like, a gritty vibe to it.
Yeah, like a little grittier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That does sound good. And I like a coming-of-age story.
Yeah.
I do like those.
I'll bet that'll be a really good read. I should check that out.
Yeah, we should definitely check that one out. And so also on 823, still going, we have another witch book called The Witches of Moonshine Manor by Bianca Marias. This is about a coven of modern-day witches, a magical heist gone wrong.
Yes! Yes!
A looming threat, which, okay, this is from Goodreads, not me. I haven't read it, obviously. It's not released yet.
I hope they haven't oversold this thing.
It's Practical Magic and the Golden Girls.
Stop your madness right now.
But you know what? They did say that it was Practical Magic for the change. Like, it kind of had those same vibes. And I did feel like it had that sort of same kind of, like, women power.
Mm-hmm. But we've also had some that had descriptions that were kind of like that. And then
they were not true.
They were not the change.
They were liars. Right. But this says it explores the power of found family, aging, and unlikely friendships. And it will make you grateful for the women in your life.
Why is every book that you highlight I want to read?
It's
we
bad.
We don't have time for this.
We don't have time for this.
we need more co-hosts.
I know. We need, can someone read these and tell us if we would like them or not? Okay, so moving on, we have at the very end of the month, 8:30, we have this one's all for you.
For me?
And yes, I think you will like this. In the Event of Love by Courtney Kay. This story follows an LA event planner named Morgan who, in order to save her career from scandal, accepts a fundraiser back in her rustic hometown, only to find the owner of a tree farm is a girl who broke her heart years ago. This book offers a queer spin on feel-good holiday tropes of a Hallmark movie. Yes! I was lying about this would be for you. This is, I don't know. You just sort of sometimes like those cheesy romance books.
It's too bad we don't have a YouTube camera because my face, I was all smiling at her, grinning like a goofy jackass. Oh, and then God. When I hear Hallmark movie, my face falls.
I'm sorry.
I was waiting to hear the part that applied to me.
Well, the lesbian part.
True.
It's about lesbians.
I do like that.
And also, you do like a little bit of a feel-good holiday story.
Every now and then, I do like a little bit of what I call a cheesy romance, which isn't a very,
it's not
a flattering description, but I do like that.
But you read some dark stuff. You have to have something fluffy every now. Yeah. A mind scrubber.
A little mind scrubber.
But I'm telling you, the cover of this also is so adorable, I can't stand myself. And
let me guess, someone's in a flannel lumberjack shirt.
Yes! Oh my God!
How'd I know that, Rainbow Readers? Don't at me.
Okay. You're like, I am gay. I can say that.
It's stereotypical. But you can. It's true.
Yeah, sometimes.
If the shirt fits, ladies.
That's right. Embrace your flannel.
That's right. That's I own cool. several.
Not surprised. Okay, so we're almost at the end, friends.
Sorry, I am sidetracking.
No, it's fun. Okay, so the next one we have is called, also on 8:30, All of Our Demise. Now, this is the second book in a duology by Amanda Foody and Christine Lynn Herman. I did read the first one of these, and it's called All of Us Villains.
You have recommended this first one to me, and I am going to read it so that we can perhaps talk about these.
That got billed as a Hunger Games smash-up with Harry Potter. And I will say, it was pretty accurate, but also it had a shit ton of representation.
Fantastic.
Like, a lot of gay characters. It was... I have things to say about that, but the conclusion to that duology is coming out, so that, and it says, a tale as wicked as this one was never destined for a happily ever after.
Yes.
I Meow, meow, mope.
You're scared and I am tantalized.
You're delighted, I would say. Because if there's one thing you don't like, is a happily fucking ever after.
Sometimes I like a happily ever after, but I also like when everyone just completely gets
shit upon. Right. Like, you get nothing that you want in life.
Sometimes that's how it goes.
You get nothing. All right. And the last one we have also on 8:30 is A Taste of Golden Iron by Alexandra Roland. And it is a queer central romance that unfolds in a fantasy world reminiscent of the Ottoman Empire.
Whoa.
Now, you know, I don't really love the fantasy stuff, but this kind of sold me a little bit. Take a bodyguard romance and make it gay.
Yes, please.
That was from Goodreads. That was not my assessment. Again, I haven't read this, but...
We haven't read any of these books, just to clarify.
But that sold me. Take a body... I fucking love a bodyguard romance.
Yeah.
I love one. And I just read a really good one. I'm not going to tell you the name of it on this podcast, though, because it's not gay.
Yeah, we don't talk about books that aren't gay on this podcast.
It was really good. I love the body... I love that trope.
I love it, too.
Please...
That's
Please.
The stuff of fan fiction.
It is.
We love.
It is. It's so good. So, I don't know, for all you fantasy readers, A Taste of Golden Iron might be right up your alley.
Yeah, check it out.
So, that was a whole shitload of books. Let me give you the quick and dirty rundown again. We have These Fleeting Shadows by Kate Alice Marshall, A Killing in Costumes by Zach Bissonette, The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches by Sangu Mandana, All of Our Demise by Amanda Foody and Christine Lynn Herman, In the Event of Love by Courtney Kay, everyone's favorite Hallmark book, A Taste of Golden Iron by Alexandra Roland, My Government Means to Kill Me by Rashid Newsom, and The Witches of Moonshine Manor by Bianca Marios. That's it, friends.
That's a lot.
That'll get us through the end of August.
Just to remind you lovely Rainbow readers, I do put an affiliate link in the show notes for all these books that we highlight, even in the minisodes. So while we definitely encourage that you shop locally and go to your local bookstore and pick out these lovely books, if you do choose to shop on Amazon, kindly use our affiliate link.
Just so give us a little clickety-click.
A couple of cents from your purchase. It won't cost you anything extra, and it surely does help us out a lot.
It does help us keep being able to talk about all these awesome queer books and getting these books' names out there and highlighting these authors who've worked so hard. It just gives us a few little extra dollars.
Yeah, a couple of quarters in our cup here.
Yeah, we're like, we will hold out the cup. Please give us a couple of cents. That would be great. So go out and find one of these books. Surely there must be one or two on here that would suit your fancy. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks for the new books from the beginning of September.
Take care out there.
Bye!